Bez Hashem continued Pelioids in the discussion of Brachas and Ois Beis, issue number 120. Before we continue with the discussion of Ha'oichel B'loi Bracha is Kegoizel as Hashem, that one who eats without a Bracha is like he's stealing from Hashem, as we've spoken about. I want to share with you something, which to me is a tremendous chizuk. There is a member of the chabur of the group that listens to these shiurim on the recordings. And I was invited this past Shabbos to a very special kiddush, very special siyum. And the occasion was that the person, which I didn't ask him, so I don't want to say his name without permission, but someone who lives here in town, he was Messiahing all of Mishneh Torah of the Rambam. All of the Rambam's 14 volumes, Yad HaChazaka, Yad is Yud Dalit, 14. And he spent 500 days straight. He told me it's like 510, 500 days learning the Rambam. Now he learns other things also. He learns plenty of Gemara and yet. But this is a project that he wanted to make for his birthday. And I believe it's a tremendous chizuk, because I want to tell you something. He doesn't learn in Kailo. He's a balabas that works. He has a job. And he decided this is something he wants to work on. It's a project. And he was committed. And his wife was committed to give him the time to do it as well. And the outcome was the siyum of all of the Rambam. And he's looking forward to the next time around. And it's a tremendous chizuk. What a way to enter into Rosh Hashanah with a siyum on all of Rambam. The hours and hours and hours that he spent on that Limud HaTorah alone. And why am I sharing this with you? Because we should all have projects like this as well. We should all have she'ifas, goals, and to be ambitious, whether it's with all of Mishnayis, Mishneh Berurah, Gemara, Rambam, whatever it might be, Hilchos Chafetz Chaim, the laws of Lashon Hara, whatever the thoughts might be, the Sfarim are endless, Baruch Hashem. The first step is to realize, you know what? Why not me? I could also do that. I could also make a Siyum on Mishnayis, one Seder at a time, one Mesecht at a time, one Parak at a time, one Mishnah at a time. I can learn all of Hilchos Chafetz Chaim and review it on my own. They have wonderful English Sfarim. If that's necessary, use it. Whatever language you want. That's step number one. Number two, we come back to Pelioitz over here. Discussing Ha'oichu B'lei Bracha. Person who eats without a bracha. V'yecherad ha'ish militein davar l'seich piv b'loi bracha. A person should be petrified to put something in his mouth without a bracha. Shim ha'goizel es ha'melech achas dosu l'homis alachas kam v'kama. Person should be petrified. I believe we saw this piece actually yesterday. So we'll just remind ourselves that that's the mindset and the attitude, that a person should be scared. How could I put something in my mouth without a bracha, without kavan on the bracha? Here it is. I actually found where we're up to over here. We're up to over here. Chayvus habracha lenashim. He says now, there's an obligation, of course, for women as well. The ra zois leyois oichel v'shoyisa b'lei bracha motzei oyoisa ben anashim. He says, unfortunately, we find this very common practice by women. He says, the pelayoyits, maybe it's more in his time. She'enan b'kiyos b'milei de brachas v'oichel v'shoyisa b'lei bracha. He says, unfortunately, they're not experts, and this applies to men as well, that are eating and drinking without brachos. You know, sometimes you have a worker in your house and you offer them a drink of water, something to eat maybe. And when I see them putting the food in their mouth and I say they're about, just no bracha, I'm like, I'm about to say something, but wait a minute, they're not Jewish. You know what I'm talking about? This happens sometimes. You're like, how could you do that? Just putting the food in the mouth without a bracha. But that's not for Yid. Yid doesn't do that. He's mimechazik us. We just discussed a minute ago that we should take a project upon ourselves. It's a wonderful way to end the year, to begin the year, with this mindset of bli neder, of taking a project of limud haTorah. Take a Hillel's bracha sefer, an English sefer, and try to start learning Hillel's brachas. It's very complicated, Hillel's brachas, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't learn it. Adarabba, if it's complicated and we're doing it all the time, we have to make sure we become experts at it. Hillel Shabbos, try at least one Suda to spend with a few minutes of halachas of Shabbos. This is the lesson we're discussing here today. A tremendous mazel tov to the member of Aruch HaBura on the siyum of the Rambam. And it should be an impetus for others to reach out to me and say, you know what? I took this upon myself. I took a Hillel's Bracha Sefer, Chavetz Chaim Sefer, Mishnayis, whatever it might be. And I was Messiah as an impetus because of that person who was Messiah, the Rambam, Mishnah Torah.